Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
20 questions, 20 questions, can you guess them all? Don't write them down, just shout them out, then tweet us with a score.
20 questions.
Hello.
Ciao.
And welcome to...
20 questions.
I'm not sure if that's an offensive.
It wasn't really any accent, though, so it's fine.
Welcome to 20 questions, the 20 question general knowledge, also plus a brain teaser show. And here is the answer to last episode's
brain teaser. So it was, what links the former home of the British publishing industry, a one-act play by Harold Pinter, a basketball player who stays near the opponent's goal, and a pair of psychiatrists.
And what does link all of those, Lucy?
Well, I'll tell you what they all are, and then we'll find the link. So the former home of the British publishing industry was Paternoster Row, which was bombed in the Second World War. It's near St Paul's.
Don't drag it out.
One act play by Harold Pinter is the dumb waiter. The basketball player that stays near the opponent's goal is the cherry picker. And the pair of psychiatrists we were looking for were fictional. It was Niles and Fraser Crane.
So the link is...
So it's all things that lift things or people. So there is the paternoster. Weird kind of lift. Dumb waiter, we've all encountered Some of us haven't been in. I'd love to go in a cherry picker if anyone's got one.
I am one, effectively.
you are. And a crane is, you should have heard of that one.
Yeah, if you haven't heard of a crane, then, you know.
So they all lift stuff.
And thank you to Fiona Flaherty for that brain teaser.
Yes.
There will be another.
Sorry, I messed with it a bit.
There will be another brain
thanks
teaser.
Thanks for sending it in.
I'm just trying to shiver this along.
I know.
There will be another
ages,
brain teaser after these.
Oh, God,
20
I'm really, I'm
questions.
Not on the ball today,
shush,
am I?
Shush. Question number one: who, according to Lady Caroline Lamb, was mad, bad, and dangerous to know? Lord Byron. Question number two: who was assassinated by James Earl Ray in April 1968? Martin Luther King. Question number three. What is the name of the classic dessert of pancakes served in an orange sauce with alcohol? Crepe Suzette. Question number four. In which sport would you encounter the terms yuko, koka, ippon, and wazaari? Judo. Question number five. Which band released the album Live at Leeds in 1970? The Who. Question number six. What did Michael Edwards become known as after the Winter Olympics of 1988? Eddie the Eagle. Question number seven. Who wrote under the pen name Mary Westmacott? Agatha Christie. Question number eight. Which golfer's real first name is Eldrick? Tiger Woods. Question number nine. Which river flows through the Grand Canyon? The Colorado River. Question number 10. Who wrote the book Breakfast at Tiffany's? Truman Capote. Question number 11. What are the first names of the musical duo Hall and Oates? Darryl Hall and John Oates. Question number 12. Which mythical creature is generally depicted as a mixture of human, lion, and scorpion? The manticore. Question number 13. What is the name of the Day of Remembrance observed by Australians on the 25th of April? Anzac Day. Question number 14. Richard Hammond suffers a serious brain injury after crashing a jet-powered car. Saddam Hussein is executed and Casino Royale is released in what year? ...2006. Question number 15. Which cocktail traditionally contains gin, Cointreau, lemon juice and egg whites? A White Lady. Question number 16. The Battle of El Alamein took place during which war? World War II. Question number 17. Who is the Queen of the Fairies in Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream? Titania. Question number 18. In which month in 1912 did the Titanic sink? April. Question number 19. What is the name of Simba's father in Disney's The Lion King? Mufasa. And question number 20. Who was born first, Donald Trump or Ted Bundy? Donald Trump, 5 months before. There we go. Those were your big 20 questions. Please tweet us on at Plenty Questions with a Z. And let us know how you got on. And we please have another brain teaser for you now, don't we?
We do. And it's from Mark Blore, who does very well on the quiz on a regular basis. And now he sent us a brain teaser. Yep. Would you like to play him a sting?
Yes, absolutely.
Have you written something lovely?
Brain teaser, the brain teaser, brain teaser, the brain teaser.
Ah, stern.
Officious.
So the brain teaser, and I've massaged it slightly, Mark. I hope that's all right. I have been tinkering with the brain teasers, Justin.
Yeah, well,
I've gone power mad.
Oh, is she bold?
So this one is: what links the former name of the city of Volgograd, the capital of the Lazio region, and the man who the Queen called Grandpa England? So that's what links the former name of the city of Volgograd, the capital of the Lazio region, and the man who was known to our Queen as Grandpa England.
Grandpa England. What links all those three things? Tune into the next episode of Plenty Questions to find out. Mm. We'll see you then.
Thank you for listening.
Bye.
20 questions, 20 questions, episode 81, and that's a Tribonacci number, but you knew that, didn't you, son? The Tribonacci number is like a Fibonacci number, but instead of starting with two predetermined terms, the sequence starts with three predetermined terms, and each term afterwards is the sum of the preceding three. Oh, man. Maths is, well, yeah, not my thing.
GreatBigOwl.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in...
opinions.
We do that in every episode, too.
We're professional unprofessionals, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.